Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
724 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan keeping us on track. In the Huddle is on deck, but look, it is a huge weekend in Athens. Georgia is getting set to host and take down Alabama on Saturday.
Here we go. I'm just telling you, I'm not in the mood for y'all this week, Allie. I'm not. I got a chip on my shoulder. Bama doesn't look very good. You know what I mean? We're gonna fight our way out of this one. Yeah, coming for a battle.
Do you have a confidence level you want to throw out there yet?
Confidence level in Bama getting a victory?
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw it out yet. What if we do this? What if we do it before the wake-up call? And during the wake-up call, we get calls from some Georgia fans, and they'll tell me their confidence level.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way to go about it. And I'll throw mine out there at 8 o'clock as well, because I don't know how I feel, to be honest.
You got to think about it, process it, breathe a little bit.
I'll let you know in about 30 minutes.
All right. Well, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to be in the middle of all the action. Join us Friday from 2 to 6 for a special edition of Dukes and Bell. From Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street, we'll be locking in for Saturday's big game, along with getting the weekend started a little bit early. That's Dukes and Bell Friday from 2 to 6 at Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street in Athens on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, ahead of the Falcons-Commanders game this weekend, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn said Jaden Daniels remains day-to-day due to his knee sprain. Could see Marcus Mariota at the bench.
Yikes. Yeah, I think that's... You brought it up earlier. I think that's all Falcons fans need at this point is to see Dan Quinn and Marcus Mariota come in here and give you fits. That's not exactly how you design it. Marcus is a good player. I know that he went through his ups and downs here, and Falcons fans feel a certain way about him kind of leaving midseason. But he's a talented player. He's been around the league for some time. You don't stick around as long as you know he has without having some ability. And Dan Quinn, obviously a talented coach, led this team to new heights. So. We'll see how that all pans out. I can tell you this much. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of pick your poison, if you will.
Yeah, I think he'll be back personally. I don't think he'll miss two games. But I noticed some people forget. I saw an article, and it was like, Commanders remain juggernaut offensively despite Mariota playing in place of Daniels. I was like, did they not watch the Packers game, or did that game not happen? I like our defense. We have the second best defense right now in the league as far as total yards, and we're in the top 10, I believe, in scoring defense. Okay, whoever comes in here, if our offense decides to get their act together, I'm not worried about the defense. You know, I'm not worried about who's playing quarterback for Washington. I'm more worried about, is AJ back? You know, what are we going to do for Terry McLaurin? Because AJ shut him down last year. Do we have a plan for that if there's no AJ? Debo Samuel. I'm more worried about the other working parts and who's playing quarterback, because, you know, you've got to take away the other things and make the quarterback beat you. And I think we're more set up to take away the quarterback's legs these days than we have been in a long time, as long as we do it right. And I think if Jaden is in there, you might see that might be the one time where you're willing to take a guy out of coverage and spy him. Because, you know, if everybody wants to spy players, but, Mike, you know this. When you spy a guy, you're now taking a guy out of coverage. So now your DBs have to be even more on point.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that would be something you'd have to do for a guy like Jaden Daniels. Do want to point out for Falcons fans listening that Terry McLaurin did leave the game as well last week. So he's dealing with an injury as well. I know that he was questionable to return with his quad, the quad. So we'll see how that goes as far as both those guys go for their offense.
Well, the Lions beat the Ravens during Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson was sacked 7 times, final score 38-30.
7 times. They saw our Sunday Night Football game last week, Bo, and they said, we'll see what we can do.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, hold my beer. And Lamar Jackson, a little bit better than J.J. McCarthy at this point in his career. So that was a good night for them. Really, really good football game. Those two teams, obviously extremely talented. It's just crazy to me that you're looking at a 1-2 Ravens squad with all the talent they have and the ability. So it's kind of shocking, but a well-played football game between two really good teams and head coaches yesterday.
Didn't they start off last year 0-2? And 1-2?
I believe so.
And they finally – look, you can't hit the panic button at 1-2. And I'm not saying you are, but that's really for Falcons fans because we've hit the panic button. Now, the difference in the losses, one of them is really bad. Theirs are different. But, their defense so far in Baltimore has been a little bit suspect compared to what you would expect. I mean, it's just not the same. You know, Baltimore so far this year is giving up 32 points a game, Mike. Let me say that again. Baltimore's defense is giving up 32 points a game, and you're giving up 19.7 as they use the Falcons. So it just shows you that not all and everything is the same. And to me, their offense is playing good enough to win games. I know that Lamar did get sacked 7 times, and you got to give Detroit, take your hat off to Detroit, but you cannot give up 32 points a game in this league. And their defense started out slow last year, too, and they got it together. So, not sure why Baltimore has gotten off to multiple years with bad start or slow starts defensively, but I trust they can get it together, but they need to get it together pretty quickly defensively.
This 49ers team, they're just going through it. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa is out for the season with a torn ACL.
And it's not just this year. This is every year. Every year that Kyle Shanahan's in San Francisco, this is what we talk about. We talk about the injuries to Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey. And the list goes on. Every year they have some kind of superstar on this team. And they are so top-heavy contractually that they can't afford. A lot of times they don't have the depth. Kyle Shanahan has to make magic happen with some of the guys they have on this roster, man. It stinks for Nick Bosa, honestly. He's a great player. There's something in the water out there, dude. Like, every single year we have these conversations about them.
Yeah, you pretty much covered it. There's not much more to say. I don't know why they have all the injuries, but I don't know what he does in practice. What's he doing in training camp? What's he wearing these guys out? But, yeah, Mike pretty much said everything needed to be said. It's just every year, and yet somehow Kyle Shanahan does the best he can. I think are they 3-0? Pretty sure they are. So they're whatever is not happening or is happening injury wise, they seem a way to win games.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy. Good stuff.
3 games into the season, the Cowboys are down 3 starters on offense for multiple weeks. So they lost Cooper Beebe in week 2. Now, CeeDee Lamb could miss 3 to 4 weeks with a left high ankle sprain, and rookie right guard Tyler Booker is looking at a 4 to 6 week absence due to a high ankle sprain as well.
Now, why does Tyler Booker get 4 to 6 and CeeDee Lamb gets 3 to 4? It's like, it must be the added 140 pounds that Tyler Booker has on CeeDee Lamb. Both these injuries,
that's,
I saw both
kind
of them on tape. Those were rough injuries, and I don't even know who I'm being kind to. Am I being kind to Booker or CeeDee Lamb? Because he's probably a little more slight
Booker.
He's probably a little more slight Booker than his program says he is too.
Yeah, that game against Chicago, easy for me to say. It's the first time that I've seen this year this Cowboys team just look like all over the place. And George Pickens had one of his George Pickens games where he quits on the play, still makes a touchdown, throws his helmet down on the sideline. I mean, they got to be careful there in Dallas because they've got some personalities, and George Pickens is one of them. That thing could come unravel quickly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, they don't ever mind bringing in big personalities, but Bo's right. As soon as the things go downhill, and we've, you know, the Micah Parsons thing got out of hand, there's been whispers about what the inside of the locker room was with them. Trevon Diggs has had his own comments at times.
Did he come back in the game when he hurt it? He hurt his shoulder at some point in that game.
I'm not sure.
And because we were in the air, we were flying, and Carolina's a short trip, so I didn't get to see the end of the game. But he hurt his shoulder at one point making a tackle. So yeah, and you're right. All the Diggs family, they're big personalities.
Big personalities.
Well, and real quick, I want to mention because Bo, you brought this to our attention last week. Deion Sanders. He does think Shedeur Sanders will start for the Browns this year. He joined the Kelseys on the New Heights podcast. He confirmed what you were saying last week, Bo, that the Baltimore Ravens and Philadelphia Eagles called Shedeur, but Shedeur said, thanks, but no thanks.
First off, if you've fallen all the way to the fifth round when you personally thought you were a first rounder and somebody called and you said, no, I'm good, I'll take the next bus, and you don't know when that bus is coming, that's some testicular fortitude that I probably don't have. But I say all that to say I do not blame his thought process. He wanted to go somewhere where he had an opportunity. And unless Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson get hurt in a game, or you're, you know, undefeated into week 16, you're probably not going to get to play. So, or in a blowout. So I don't blame his thought process. I just think that it's a very ballsy move when you've fallen literally from the first round to the fifth round and then you're making those calls. But, again, I have no issue with the thought process.
It will be interesting to see what happens with him throughout the season, see if he starts. Well, coming up, you guys got to avoid it yesterday, but it's time. Man Up Monday on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Is next, and it's Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah, top 5 most painful losses of my career. I was trying to make everybody feel better, but turns out my own mental capacity got knocked down just a little bit. It's been a rough morning.
That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.